Hey everyone, welcome back to Top 5, brought to you by Defined Talent. We are a results-driven service working with clients to connect them with quality talent, as well as working to make an impact within the recruiting industry. We talk straight about today's professional world with real-world professionals, experts in recruitment, job seekers, and business owners alike. Have a question for us? Send it in. You might spur our next conversation. I'm Tara Thurber, co-founder and director of talent partnerships at Defined Talent. And joining me today is Andy Caruza, marketing lead at Nacho Nacho. Hey, Andy, how are you today?
Hey, doing pretty good. It's good to be back in New York.
Awesome. Welcome back. So I want to just kind of dive in a little bit and let's just kick this off with talk to me about the name Nacho Nacho.
So the name Nacho Nacho, and I always like to say in American, it means that's a cool name. Where'd you get it from? It's very memorable from a branding perspective. It's kind of fun and biting, if you will. But the name actually means dance, dance in Hindi. So, you know, some people on the know really, you know, recognize that and they'll say, is that the same thing as the Hindi word for dance, dance? And we're like, yep, it is. But in America means that's a cool name. Where'd you get it from?
Right. That's so awesome, Andy. Tell me a little bit about yourself and explain a little bit about what Nacho Nacho does.
Yeah. So a little bit about my past. I've been in startups for about 20 years. I've been in tech for a long time as well. I've built, you know, a variety of different software products and even hardware products. I've done like mobile apps, web apps. I've even done an IoT product, a company called FenSense. Designed these smart license plate frames, basically that can communicate to a smartphone and live stream from behind your car to a smartphone in your car.
Wow. So
really cool, exciting things over the years. Now I helped launch a company a couple of years ago that's an eco-friendly phone and a safe kids phone as well. So that company's still running, doing pretty well. And I'm the marketing lead at Nacho Nacho. So, you know, I met Sanjay a couple of years ago and, you know, kind of see this as like the next big Amazon. It'll still early stage enough to where, you know, there's a couple of ways I could apply my, you know, wear multiple hats and insights and experience, which I've learned over the years through trials and tribulations, which, you know, I've won and I've failed. So other people don't have to go through all that same stuff I did. So we can, you know, take the product where it is today and make it a $1 billion company, hopefully.
Beautiful. Tell me a little bit about how Nacho Nacho helps businesses with their marketing efforts.
So, you know, we have a model where, as we always say in our marketing deck, actually is a rising tide raises all boats. So for us, you know, by creating a community in a marketplace, we're helping, you know, create more visibility for SaaS sellers and help tell their story. But we're also providing them a low CAC channel to acquire new customers. So the beauty of our model is that they don't pay anything until we actually refer actual paying customers to them, so which they love, of course. The general cost per acquisition is going up across the board. So, you know, the cost of advertising on Google, social media, especially LinkedIn, I mean, you could be paying, you know, $10 plus per click. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's not really affordable for a lot of businesses. So our premise is that we'll bring you paying customers. And then when we do, then you could pay us from that. And, you know, kind of the back end magic that we utilize is, you know, we do use some affiliate links, but really the magic is the Nacho cards, which is a virtual card solution that we offer all the buyers on the buyer side of the business.
Right.
They can, you know, really use virtual cards as more of a fintech tool. So you could apply one card. I mean, there's trillions of possibilities, right?
Right.
One card per vendor, per employee. And what that becomes is like a very granular tracking and control tool over all the expenses across the entire company. So, you know, what you're spending, where you're spending it, who's spending, you know, who has which subscription. And if they ever leave the company, you can just cancel all their cards with one click and therefore cancel all the subscriptions with one click too. So it's kind of become a win-win platform for both buyers and sellers.
That's awesome. And then with subscriptions, if these employees have subscriptions, what happens if they're yearly subscriptions, or like, does the business lose out on money sometimes because individuals join subscriptions without realizing the terms?
Yeah, sometimes. So it depends on the contract, which right. recommend that anybody, you know, try to get around their contracts. So if they have a solid contract with you, they could still come after you for the amount owed.
Right.
And some of the more enterprise applications are very aggressive about that. So we don't recommend that. It's not meant right. to be a tool to kind of get around the seller's terms and conditions and everything. It's more for the month-to-month subscriptions that don't really have those, which the majority of software as a service don't try to stick you to like a whole year plan and everything. But yeah, we don't recommend trying to get around legal obligations.
Yeah, definitely
but
not.
You could, but that's not on us. That's up to you.
right. So when we're talking about businesses, what are some of the common challenges right now that businesses face when it comes to marketing on a budget?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, like I mentioned before, is that the cost per acquisition is getting really extremely high.
Yeah,
everybody's flooding into digital channels. So it's becoming hyper competitive across the board. So especially for startups and SMBs, it's very hard to get the word out there and get your business noticed, because you know, some enterprise company, like I mentioned earlier, can pay $10 a click for LinkedIn, whatever. If they're selling their software for $1,000 a pop, it makes sense for them. But for an SMB, it's really hard to play that game. So I think that's the biggest challenge out there for marketers today. Generally, there's just a lot of noise, especially in the software as a service space. There's over 200,000 software companies now. And if you're looking at the new AI tools, which you can, you know, even have non-engineers, you know, launch a new web app or mobile application with zero knowledge of building apps, it's just going to explode over the next few years.
It's crazy how fast everything's growing and moving, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's business moves at a hyperspace right now.
Right. So for Nacho Nacho, how do you all specifically address these challenges and help the businesses in optimizing their marketing strategies?
Yeah, for us, so, you know, we do a lot of programs for people.
Okay.
Our marketing premise is, you know, a rising tide raises all boats. And you know, you could go far together, you could go fast alone kind of a thing. So we've really positioned ourselves like a long-term solution for SaaS sellers to be able to grow with us and for us to be a long-term lead source for them. So a lot of the stuff that we offer them is, you know, not only a free listing. We only get paid when we generate actual real business for them.
Right.
But we also have a lot of, you know, really exciting co-marketing programs. So a lot of times we'll do a webinar where we interview the CEO or founder of the company, trying to help personify the brand a little bit and humanize it, which I think is a more important element these days than ever in marketing. A lot of people want to know who's behind the scenes, like who are they buying from actually? And that human element really comes out in those interviews. So that's really important. We also do newsletter blasts, social media posts. We'll do collaborative events, all sorts of things to really promote our seller partners. And all those programs are free too. So we're inherently tied to each other's success. So it behooves us to promote them as well.
Yeah, I love that. It's you know, playing with everybody in the playground at the same time, right? Love that. When we're talking about the fast pace of technology and trends out there, how is Nacho Nacho staying updated with the latest marketing trends and strategies just to make sure to ensure businesses are always ahead of the curve?
Yeah. So I'm ADHD, so I'm always pretty fast thinking and trying to do the next thing today.
Right.
So I'm always trying to stay on top of all the new trends and everything going out there. You know, we get to meet frankly with a lot of people as well, a lot of industry leaders and thought leaders, which, you know, I'm learning something new every day, right? So I'm doing a lot of the interviews with these founders and, you know, a lot of times I might ask them questions to kind of pick their brain,
right?
Kind of learn on my own, right? So, we have a pretty good, you know, our fingers really on the pulse for the entire industry. So we kind of learn about the greatest new tools coming out, the new methodologies and approaches that people are going. But I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, always like, do you provide a great experience for your customers? Do you have a great storytelling and branding that really draws people in and shows that you have a really high quality brand? And then do you back it up with the experience that you offer? And that's always, you know, marketing 101, in my opinion, is having a good product to sell first and foremost.
I love that. Now, I want to ask too, just to put this out there. I hear a lot about Nacho Tuesday. Am I correct?
Nacho Tuesday, yeah.
Nacho Tuesday. So talk to me about what Nacho Tuesday is.
Yeah, so Nacho Tuesday is a webinar series where we interview founders and CEOs from the companies, and we'll dive deep into their industry expertise. So we have one coming up, for instance, about top five cybersecurity trends. So we're interviewing a founder at a cybersecurity company, and perfect guy to pick his brain about.
Right.
Hope he knows. Pretty sure he does really well. He could probably talk to me for hours about it. But Yeah, so Nacho Tuesday really covers all these different SaaS topics from like industry leaders and the people that are doing it in the trenches. We also launched an in-person event portion of that called Nacho Tuesday as well.
Okay.
And for that, we've been doing it at New York Tech Week. So last year we did it at New York Tech Week. We had a couple hundred people show up. This year we're going to aim for at least 500 people, maybe more. But then we'll probably expand that that motion with Nacho Tuesdays to other tech weeks, probably LA and San Francisco. Then we'll look to expand it further into like SaaStr and other types of software industry focused events from there.
That's really exciting.
But yeah, we like to keep it fun. So
yeah, that I do know just from meeting you. It's always been fun conversations, and you all look like you have a lot of fun when I've seen you out at events.
Yeah. I mean, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Right?
And exactly. I
just 15 hours yesterday, but it was fun here,
Exactly. Looking ahead, what are some upcoming developments or features that Nacho Nacho is working on to further assist businesses with their marketing efforts?
So we have three core tenets. One is around discovery. The other is around managing your software. The other one's around saving. Okay. So we're always trying to do more in those three areas, helping businesses get the best deals by direct negotiations with vendors. Also, price comparisons is another thing we're going to have coming out soon. Discovery is another area that we're investing heavily into. So we just launched a tool called Sherlock, which pairs with our Chrome extension tool, which we called Sidekick. And basically, it'll identify any software subscriptions that your team is using, and even the ones you didn't even know about. So with the Chrome extension, you could use it as like a research tool as you're going around different websites, see the price, what people are saying about it, reviews, buy it if there's a discount available. But then we could also, if you want, enable browser tracking so we could see which, sites you're visiting. And then you could pair that data with using Sherlock with, QuickBooks information, bank account information, website stack information, Google login history as well too. All optional, of course, but with Google login, you can see what sites, like actual SaaS subscriptions your team is logging into.
Okay.
A lot of people use SSO these days, single sign-on. Mm-hmm. You can see which apps they're using. And a lot of times, like we've had our early users really identify a ton of subscriptions they didn't even know they were paying for, and they're able to cancel those right away. So there's a lot of value in that. Being able to rein in that SaaS sprawl problem as a company first, by using those discovery tools. And then second from that to just creating a better AI recommendation engine. So we collect a lot of buyer data. A lot of it's optional as well. You can provide your name, title, industry information. As we track the stuff that you're buying, we could also, utilize that data and, make it anonymous, of course, and then use that with all the other software that all the other buyers in our ecosystem are buying. And then eventually, as we collect more data, we could get very, very accurate with the type of software that we recommend for people. So
wow.
If I'm looking for an email marketing tool, I could see what, like marketing people like me with the same title of the same size company in the same geographic area, maybe even what type of software that they're using that might be like the name brand software, but maybe 50% the price, but it's got all the same features. So you might as well go with that choice. So we're doing a lot in that regard too. So very, very excited about those features to continue to develop.
It's very awesome the way that that works out too, because a lot of companies don't know what they don't know in regards to what's out there. So to have something like that and access to that, to see what's being used most, what's cheapest, or not cheapest, but what will bring more value to each individual business.
Yeah, totally. And I think that goes for life in general too. Nobody knows what they don't know, right? But the more perspective you have and the more angles you could look at a problem from, the more you could triangulate what the best choice is. And for us, that those perspectives is data from other buyers like you, being able to accurately predict what you should be using as well.
Wow. Super awesome. So Andy, let me ask you, what are your top five ways to market your business on a budget?
I love this. Yeah. Cause I've always been a shoestring budget kind of guy, even if I have a budget. So I started off my career sleeping in my car. So when I was in Bellingham, Washington, I would drive down to Seattle, and it would take about an hour and a half trip. So I'd go down there and I'd, run my company from there, drive back to go to school at Western Washington University and go to class. And then at the end of the day, drive back to Seattle. So I was probably doing that 5-6 times a week sometimes, right? So didn't have a lot of money to work with, but always, thought from the creative angle of like how you can make things happen with little to no money. Right. It's kind of stuck with me my whole life. So for me, I'm always thinking in terms of, which frankly, the best ways to market are usually free anyway, ironically. So I would look at a couple key areas for people, things that I've, really noticed over the years, and including things that are really trending now. So there's two forms of PLG. So one is partner-led growth, which is kind of what we're doing here, doing these podcasts. A lot of the co-marketing stuff we do with our partners, we'll put them in our blog posts, they'll put us in theirs. We'll do a webinar where they share it with their audience and vice versa. Together, working with other businesses, we can help introduce each other's networks to each other, and therefore we can grow together. So that's the power of partnerships. And, a lot of that stuff's free. So I definitely recommend anybody, get really good at building partnerships, making win-win relationships too. A lot of people fail in this regard because they try to make it about what they're going to get out of the partnership. They don't think about in terms of, what the other person gets. And a lot of times how you establish those bigger relationships even is you pitch them something that's going to speak to them. Like what can you do to benefit those people? And that'll get their attention. The second is product-led growth. So building viral loops in your product, designing your product to have, natural areas where people want to share or invite team members. There's a lot of ways you can do it. You could also have, maybe even a community on your web app or platform where people can go and ask questions and get answers. And that creates like a sense of community. It gets people to, want to go to you for answers. And we have that too in the form of mastermind for software advice. So there's a lot of product-led growth initiatives. Once again, you just have to build it, but they're technically free. You don't have to pay for them ongoing. Social media is another big one, obviously. If you're SMB or bootstrapped, you probably, don't have a lot of money to spend. You got time, right? Time is money. Mm-hmm. So spend that time, maybe reaching out to people on LinkedIn. There's also a lot of tools that could automate it, but, be careful with that. Obviously, everybody else can do that stuff these days. So it's becoming very disingenuous. Mm-hmm. So automation's good, but, try to personalize it as much as possible. And if you really, really want that sale or really connect with somebody, write a personal message, like reach out to them on LinkedIn and connect with them directly. But if you do want to go some form of automation route, we have platforms like Demand Cloud. Chad Holland's platform is really great for that. You can automate email marketing paired with LinkedIn messaging, and some LinkedIn engagement tools like viewing their profiles, stuff like that to kind of grab their attention. Once again, it's very affordable. Yeah. Branding's technically free, but you should have a good designer on board. So maybe you're paying them, but I hope you're paying them. Artists should get paid. Good branding draws people in, right? So like Nacho Nacho, for instance, one of the things I noticed with it right away when I met Sanjay was that it was a great brand. There's a lot I could do with this. Nacho Nacho, it's a great name in my opinion. Speaking more for him, not on my behalf, but they had some incredible branding going before I stepped into it. And there's a lot to work with that. It becomes a natural draw for people to want to work with you. So definitely invest in branding and telling your story the right way so it really connects with your audience. That's really key there. And then lastly, I would say experiment. So a lot of times the best opportunities are in new channels that a lot of people might be wary of trying. So you could try, for instance, TikTok ads might be kind of an interesting channel to try today, even from a B2B perspective, right?
Right.
A lot of B2B people think it's just some new social media consumer app. But you know what? Business people are on there consuming as well. And, you know, they also have a very data-driven approach. So you could target those people looking for business content. And, you know, it's not super competitive yet for advertising. It's getting up there, but not like the Facebooks and LinkedIns of this world. So don't be afraid to try new channels as they come out and be kind of one of the first to go to market with those, because a lot of times they're going to be really affordable. Like a great example of that, when Facebook ads first launched, I was all over that. I mean, right. Pennies per click sometimes. It was insane. And same with Amazon ads too. So I was running a consumer electronics company for many years, and a lot of the business we did was on Amazon. When they launched Amazon ads, you know, we were all over that right away, because we were getting traffic, you know, high intent traffic from search engine results related to our products.
Wow.
For like 5 cents a click, even. It was insane. So the sales and the ROAS, the return on ad spend, was very high for that. Now it's getting more competitive, but it's still, you know, relatively very affordable compared to other channels.
Wow. I love all five. I think what great ways for businesses to be able to get themselves out there on a budget and not have to break the bank just to grow, right? I think that's most important, to grow and get themselves out there and make a mark, make an impact.
Yep. Yeah. And a lot of times people think because it's a business, you know, it's okay to spend money and, you know, frankly, waste money. But, you know, I've seen a lot of companies fail because it's a death by a thousand cuts. Usually it's not a big deal that sinks you. It's, you know, all these subscription expenses you didn't even know about, which hence Nacho. It's, you know, choosing this platform when there's this similar platform that's 50% the cost, right? Paying 10 bucks a click for LinkedIn ads when maybe there's a, you know, hyper-focused community that's, you know, would love to have your business. And maybe it's a couple cents a click, and it's very, a very targeted audience. So don't be afraid to experiment and try new things and, you know, go against the flow.
I love that, Andy. Thank you so much for taking time today to speak with us and be on our podcast. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been great. Good to see you again. And hopefully I'll see you at New York Tech Week.
Definitely. Thanks, Andy.
Take care.
We are Define Talent, a Define Logic service coming to you at Top 5. Make it a great day.